Warden's office, he said to the gamma-green octoroon. At 10:54, Bernard was shaking hands with the warden.
Delighted, Mr. Marks, delighted, his boom was deferential. We've just received special orders.
I know, said Bernard, interrupting him. I was talking to his fordship on the phone a moment ago. His bored tone implied that he was in the habit of talking to his fordship every day of the week. He dropped into a chair. If you'll kindly take all the necessary steps as soon as possible. As soon as possible, he emphatically repeated. He was thoroughly enjoying himself. At 11:03, he had all the necessary papers in his pocket.
So long, he said,
patronizingly to the warden, who had accompanied him as far as the lift gates.
So long.
He walked across to the hotel, had a bath, a vibrovac massage and an electrolytic shave, listened into the morning's news, looked in for half an hour on the televisor, ate a leisured luncheon, and at 2:30 flew back with the octoroon to Malpais. The young man stood outside the rest house.
Bernard! He called. Bernard!
There was no answer. Noiseless in his deerskin moccasins, he ran up the steps and tried the door. The door was locked. They were gone. Gone! It was the most terrible thing that had ever happened to him. She had asked him to come and see them, and now they were gone. He sat down on the steps and cried. 1/2 hour later, it occurred to him to look through the window. The first thing he saw was a green suitcase with the initials LC painted on the lid. Joy flared up like fire within him. He picked up a stone. The smashed glass tinkled on the floor. A moment later, he was inside the room. He opened the green suitcase, and all at once he was breathing Lenina's perfume, filling his lungs with her essential being. His heart beat wildly. For a moment he was almost faint. Then, bending over the precious box, he touched, he lifted into the light, he examined. The zippers on Lenina's spare pair of viscose velveteen shorts were at first a puzzle, then, solved, a delight. Zip, and then zip, zip, and then zip. He was enchanted. Her green slippers were the most beautiful things he had ever seen.